The previous review conference was held in 2001. It collapsed after the United States rejected a draft protocol aimed at strengthening the Biological Weapons Convention. Washington said the proposed verification measures would interfere with legitimate commercial activity and defense. Since then, terrorists attacked the United States on September 11, 2001, and the war on terrorism was launched. The president-designate of the conference, Pakistani Ambassador Masood Khan, says many of the divisions of the past have been buried, and prospects for an agreement to strengthen the treaty this time are better.
The atmosphere in general I would describe as positive and forward-looking. I'm therefore going into the conference in a very optimistic frame of mind. There will certainly be challenges, some hurdles and glitches, but I'm confident that we will be able to secure an outcome that reduces the risks posed by biological weapons and helps ensure that the great strides being made in biological science and technology are used only for the benefit of people around the world.
Khan says bioterrorism poses a threat to national and international security because of what he calls the mind-boggling advances that have been made in the life sciences and biotechnology. He says these developments are moving ahead at great speed.
Unlike nuclear weapons or even chemical weapons, you do not need big laboratories, an elaborate command and control system, or huge facilities to produce weapons. Here, in a remote laboratory, an experiment which is being done to develop a benign use for biology, that can be turned into a weapon. So there you have to be very watchful and vigilant.
Khan says concerns also are growing about how bioterrorists could manipulate naturally occurring diseases such as SARS and avian influenza for their purposes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。